I'm not just sure how he got into this, but he was going to be the manager of a new grocery store which was being opened in Madisonville, which, as you perhaps know, is about 30 miles north of Huntsville. I'm not sure who owned the grocery store, but they may have been friends, or at least business acquaintances of my daddy's family. At any rate, he was to manage the grocery store. And in order to get all of the merchandise on the shelf so that it would be stocked and ready to go by the opening date, he called the high school and asked for some students who might like to come down and help after school. And all of the girls in school, I'm told, had heard how good-looking my father was, and they all rushed down to help, all except my mother, whose mother owned a drugstore in Madisonville. And she went by the drugstore for Coke after school, as was her usual custom, and finally she decided she would go on over to the grocery store, too, to see what the new young man in town looked like. Well, she knocked on the door, and Daddy let her in, and asked her if she wanted to help, and she said, well, maybe she did. So he told her to put some buckets of syrup in the shelf, but then he decided that they were too heavy for her to lift. So he spent most of the afternoon, I think, putting the syrup buckets on the shelf instead of her. And they were married not too long after that. They were married just as soon as my mother finished high school, so she did not attend college.
But so your mother's family was, but then how did he get back down here too?
All right. After a few years, the dry goods store, which is now McAdams, at that time it was called, it was an RB store, which was Rabinowitz and some other name, I can't think now. They were Jewish merchants. And my father and my uncle and other members of the family all worked for them. As they branched out in their operation, my daddy took over the dry goods store, which is what that was. We also had a grocery store, which one of my uncles managed. And then another of my uncles was, they used to buy, grade, and sell cotton that was grown around here, and my mother worked with my uncle on that, and they eventually bought the business from the Rabinowitz brothers. That's what the B stood for, brothers. And it has been in my family since the 1930s.
Well, what about your mother, though? She wasn't from Huntsville.
No, she had been born and had grown up in Madisonville.
What about her family before that?
Her parents were both born in Illinois, but they had been in Madisonville ever since they had been married. So they had been there. Well, let's see. Mother was 17 when they married, so they had probably been there maybe 20 years. My mother had one older brother. I'm not really sure why they came to Madisonville from Illinois, but my grandfather's parents came too. My little grandmother was very proud of being a Yankee, and she talked about her Yankee friends and the other members of her family who were still in the North, and told such interesting stories about them, and I'm very ashamed that I was only polite and listened but didn't try to retain any of it. She told me many times about an ancestor of hers who had been a drummer boy in the American Revolution. Now I have spent months and many dollars trying to find out who that was, and I can't do it. So we miss so much of the heritage that we have by not being old enough to appreciate it when it's being offered to us.